هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
We're joined today by Debbie Scheel, Chief Executive Officer of Ovarian Cancer Australia, as we mark Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Each year, roughly around 1,900 women in Australia are diagnosed with ovarian cancer, with most cases detected at an advanced stage, making treatment significantly more challenging. Debbie Scheel, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much for having me.
Why is ovarian cancer often called a silent disease?
It is often called a silent disease because the disease grows quietly in the beginning, and often by the time symptoms and signs start to appear, it's often because the disease has already progressed to more advanced stages. The symptoms are vague, like bloating, and pelvic pain, abdominal pain, and frequency in urination. And so it's a tricky disease to get on top of, but we don't know enough about the disease either. So we're certainly talking about this in during Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month to talk about the signs and symptoms, but we know that that's not enough. We need greater investment in early detection and in research and in treatment options for the women of Australia.
Yeah. Are there different types of ovarian cancer, as far as you know?
There are. There are about 30 different types of ovarian cancer that all in and around the ovary. It's a really tricky disease, and each one of them is different, and each one of them is can offer different pathways for women. That's why we need greater investment in research and greater investment in for early detection and for treatment options.
Debbie, earlier you were speaking about the symptoms. What early symptoms should people pay attention to?
They are vague, and they're symptoms that women might feel most days. So it's the bloating and pelvic and abdominal pain, frequency in urination. What we ask is for women to be aware of their bodies and to go to their GP and to get checked out and to keep getting checked out until they feel like they've been heard. But awareness alone is not enough. Because the symptoms arrive sometimes so late, we need greater investment in research, greater investment in early detection and in treatment options.
Is there a reliable screening test for ovarian cancer?
No, there is not, and that's part of the issue that we're calling for. Some people misunderstand that when they have a Pap test, which is a screening test for cervical cancer, they think it tests for other gynecological cancers, including ovarian, and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. There is no screening test. There is no early detection test. That's why this disease is often picked up late.
As far as you know, when should someone see a doctor about persistent symptoms?
When they notice a change. Women, if they notice a change in their bodies, we just encourage them to go to their local GP and to investigate the signs and the symptoms and to keep going until they feel like they've been heard.
With medical advancing these days, what treatment options are available today?
There are limited treatment options for women. There's chemotherapy, obviously, and other drug-related treatments. But what we do know is that some ovarian cancers are treatment-resistant. And we do know that women, 70% of women, will have a reoccurrence of their cancer within 3 years. And we do know that, unfortunately, the five-year survival estimate for women with ovarian cancer, it sits disturbingly low at 49%. So much more needs to be done for the treatment of this disease.
Debbie, who is most at risk for ovarian cancer?
It affects women of all ages, but we do know the most common age of diagnosis comes around just over menopause, just past menopause, around the age of 62.
Why is awareness so important for ovarian cancer?
Awareness is important so that women can seek treatment and seek assistance and seek investigation when they need to. But awareness for ovarian cancer, we also need awareness for funding. We need women to talk about ovarian cancer, to remove the stigma from gynecological cancers. And that's why Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month really does shine a light on a disease that has been forgotten and has been left into the shadows.
What can listeners do today to support ovarian cancer awareness or research?
There is plenty of things people can do. Start a conversation, wear teal, wear a ribbon, support Ovarian Cancer Australia by donating this month in particular. There's lots of things that people can do to shine a light on this disease and to advocate for greater investment in research and treatment.
Why is the colour teal used to represent ovarian cancer awareness, and what does it symbolise for people affected by the disease?
Yeah, the ovarian cancer uses the teal ribbon, and that is a real sign of solidarity for a community of women and families that are impacted by ovarian cancer. Seeing teal around the place helps them feel seen and supported.
If anybody needs more information, where should they go?
Please go to the Ovarian Cancer Australia website, ovariancancer.net.au. There's a helpline people can call if they have any questions, and all of the information they need will be there.
Debbie Scheel, Chief Executive Officer of Ovarian Cancer Australia, thank you so much for your time and thank you for being on SBS.
Thank you for inviting me.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.